Domestic demand for U.S. soy continues to rise, but exports of U.S. soybeans, soybean meal, and oil still represent roughly 50% of each year's harvest. Traditionally, China has taken a lion's share of U.S. soybean exports, but American farmers are diversifying their export portfolio, according to Jim Sutter, CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
And I'm really happy to be able to report to you that we are seeing continued growth in the rest of the world, and my ROW stands for the markets aside from China. And not that we don't like China. We like China. We've been working there for a long time, but we want to have other markets. We want to diversify the markets for our U.S. soybean farmers and for the industry.
Sutter recently spoke at the Midwest Agriculture Export Summit, hosted in Sioux Falls by South Dakota Trade. Sutter shared the pathway to expanding into new markets and growing existing demand is to showcase the quality, reliability, and sustainability of U.S. soy. Sutter illustrated this commitment to export diversification with happenings in Egypt.
Where 10 years ago, Egypt was not really a big market at all. It was relatively small. They've grown and they'll be our number 3 or 4 market this year for U.S. soy exports.
Southeast Asia is another global region U.S. farmers are targeting, especially when it comes to selling U.S. soybean meal. Sutter states the Philippines is the number one buyer of U.S. meal, and markets are growing in nearby Indonesia, Vietnam, and Thailand. The U.S. Soybean Export Council is supported by soybean checkoff funds from South Dakota and other states in partnership with USDA. For the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.